Hello.
Hi, this is Sid Peterson. I was looking for Bryce.
This is he. How can I help you?
Bryce, I was calling about a property I believe you own. You just recently submitted a web form for your property on Channel Hill Road in Louisa.
We got an inquiry, yes.
Yeah, I just saw that it was for a cash offer option.
Yes, they did have a cash offer for that property.
All right. I was just calling in to see if you could tell me a bit about the property. How long have you owned it? Are you living in it recently? What's the occupancy like?
It's being rented out at the moment.
It's a
And
rental.
who am I
Right.
speaking?
My name is
Who
Sid
am I? Who
Peterson.
am? Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Okay,
Well,
so
listen.
basically.
Let me save you a lot of time, and I'm
Okay.
not. Please, I don't want. Please don't think what I'm saying is rude, and I don't want you to think that I'm being rude at all, because I'm not. I'm just being direct. Unless it's an offer that we can't refuse, I'm not in a rush to sell it. It's not necessarily for sale. However, we are entertaining offers if the price is right, but it has to be something that's going to make
Got
us
it.
worth selling. We own the house flat out. The house is owned. We own. There is no note associated to it or anything like that. We have done some updates to it. So that's where we are with it. So it's like, I'm just being honest. Unless it's a offer that we can't refuse, we're just not entertaining it. Just to be honest, and I'm not trying to say that as a power move or anything like that. I'm just being honest with you. It has to be an offer that we can't refuse. And if it's not, then again, we're making money off the property already. Perpetual income, because we have a renter. So unless it's something that's going to be worth our while, and it's going to be comparable to what the house is worth plus that loss of income, it's really not, in our best financial interest to move forward with any offer that does not blow our socks off. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I completely understand. We deal with people that, have properties that are they have rented out, and I'm sure, you'll do the same. You'll sell it if it's worth your while, since this property is already generating you some income as well. You talked about you have made some updates to it. Can I know, have you made any updates to it in the past 12 to 14 months?
Yeah, just the base, just your basic stuff, new roof, new, AC, blah, 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 stuff of that nature, water pumps and blah, blah, blah. Just basic stuff. Nothing, what you would consider, hardcore cosmetic. Just, we've done all that. It's up to standard and up to snuff. Everything is fine, so.
Okay. I was just curious. You said that, you guys still are entertaining offers for it. Is there any specific reason behind selling it? Are you looking for a better option for a rental, or what motivates you to, sell this one?
I'm sorry, I don't understand, and I apologize.
No problem. Can you hear me better now?
I didn't understand your question.
Oh, I was asking, is there any specific motivation behind selling it? Are you looking for another property or another opportunity that you want to pour money in, since you said that, you are still entertaining offers on it?
As I said before, I'm not sure what the long term plan is for, what the long term plan is for it. Obviously, you want to make the best on the assets you have, especially, nowadays with the economy being what it is and things being the way that it is. We're definitely exploring options that's going to, perpetually fin you know financially impact us in a good way. So again, we hadn't made it that far yet, because it really wasn't on the radar until we started getting offers, because we have land that's over there behind it as well, And we get offers for that land a lot as well. So it's that's where we are with everything.
Right. And you're planning on selling that land as well with the property, or just the house as we speak?
Again, it has to be a situation where it's a situation where we can't refuse. I mean, we're open to suggestions, but because of the fact that again, we're not pressed to sell it, and it's not something that, you know, it's not a need. That's just where we are with it. It has to be something to knock their socks off. I mean, we got an inquiry the other day, which was so laughable, like, you out of your mind. So it's kind of one, are you joking? You know, yeah, because there's developments that can be had, and I know the potential. Earnings of that land. If we were to go in and, you know, and to do something with the land ourselves, we know the potential income that could be revenued to, you know, recoup from that, whether we wanted that to be perpetual or whether we wanted to build houses and put it on there, we could still do it either or. So that's why it has to be, again, it has to be something that's going to make sense, you know, so we're not missing out on anything as well. That's what I'm trying to be very clear about that. It has to be, you know, it has to be something we're not really missing out on potential income and potential earning and potential money that we could have gotten ourselves. And we've also entertained, you know, like a partial sale, like, you know, selling some of it and not all of it. So, like I said before, it just all depends on what the offer is and where the numbers are.
Right. And how much is the area you said that you have right at the back of the house? How much land is it?
It's like 57 acres. It's 57, 56, 57.
57. Right.
We've got offered for like $3.1 million for that particular amount, you know, and that was an all cash offer. That was an all cash offer. Which was fine. It was like, okay, you know. Again, it has to be a motivating factor. It has to be something that's going to really motivate us in order for us to do it. That was the offer before the last offer, you know. So it is what it is. So that's just where we are with everything.
Okay. Yeah, I was just inquiring it to see, you know, if we could maybe do a deal where we could buy both the land and the property and, you know, give you a good offer on both of those as well. All right. What I'll do, Bryce, is I'll reach out to my numbers guy. Her name is B. And, you know, we'll do our homework, run some numbers, check some comps, and then hopefully give you a call back tomorrow. Is there any specific time I can ask her to give you a call?
You can call around this time tomorrow. That'll be fine.
Around this time tomorrow, 1 p.m. All right. Let me just quickly take a look at her schedule. All right. I'll ask her to give you a call tomorrow around 1 then. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Have a good one.